with Rashawn Williams here on Bulls Beat. And Rashawn, you know, you the first couple of years kind of had to find your place, but we saw glimpses of talent. What do you think your situation is heading into year number three?
Year three, honestly, with everything going on in now year three, just spent this whole summer, just everything with Corona, just trying to get better. You know, in the gym every day, working out hard, extra every day, just trying to find more ways that I can impact the game for this team. So hopefully coming into this year, you know, I personally want to have a big year, but as well I want the team to have an even better year. So should be some good things ahead.
That's a big thing, you know, having the team have a better year. We all know how talented this group is, but it's just grown so much since you've been here and since BG has been here. What have you seen from that point of view as far as the growth?
It's everywhere. This team has come a long way, you know, from my first year having a couple seniors to being now where we only have two seniors in DC and JB. Right. We've grown a lot. Everybody's gotten better. Everybody's gotten stronger. We play more as a team. We play together. So, like I said, it should be exciting to see. We've grown in a lot of areas.
You know, everybody's got a nickname, but do you have one?
Mostly they just call me Ray.
Ray's good.
Ray or Sean. I actually had a nickname from high school, Granddaddy.
What's that all about?
Just because I was always like taller than everybody else, a little lanky. You know, that's where I get that from.
I was watching a practice a couple weeks ago, and you had within about 30 seconds, they ran a three play for you, and you drained it, and then you had a follow dunk. Little versatility, is that what you're looking for?
Yes, sir. That's my game. When I was recruited here, that's what BG told me I would be, like a swing guy, you know, do a little bit of everything, do a pretty good job of doing everything, you know, crashing the glass, making shots, playing defensive, all five positions if I can, just trying to do whatever I can to help.
You guys are getting a little bit of national run. It's so early, obviously, but, do you feel that respect? Because USF has kind of gotten more respect in the last couple of years.
We have recently, but I feel like people are—they're not looking to see what we have this year. I don't think nobody is going to expect. We expect us ourselves to do some big things this year. I don't really think anybody's giving us the respect that we're going to kind of demand when the season starts. I feel like this year is going to be a pretty big year for us, honestly.
You know, you lose Q, obviously, but, you know, you get a kid like Caleb. You know, tell people what he's all about, and it's not like he's the only newcomer that's going to impact this team. You got a couple guys underneath as well.
Right. We got a couple guys, Caleb, Prince, Russell. Everybody just fits right in with the system. So Caleb especially, you know, pushing the ball, that's what we're all about. Fast, quick, athletic, young guy, can jump, can run, can do everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see.
We don't know how it's going to be with the fans this year, you know. But can you kind of sense from the fans of USF that they're expecting things from you this year? Because that's where you want it, right?
Of course we want those expectations. We know we have the ability to be a good team. We just have to put it all together and show people what we're about when the season starts. You know, we've been putting in a lot of work this offseason. So when it's time to get the job done, we just got to get the job done.
All right. I see you getting it done already, but
yes,
we can't
sir.
Wait till it actually counts. Good luck.
Thank you.